This episode of Joe Jupiter Space PI was recorded live at stage 773 in front of a live audience. Earth. The old girl in which she used to be, especially for a private dick like me. So I cashed it all in and I took off for the stars, where a man can hang his sign and make a living right out of his own ship. I hang my sign out of my ship, the Regal Beagle. And I do what I can to help those in need. Space need. I am Joe Jupiter, Space Private Eye. Space Journal entry number 1933. The gang and I were delighted to finally reach our vacation destination in Bacchus. Bacchus was a mecca for seedy deals and dirty deeds. But the safety hazards were eclipsed by the surplus availability of gambling, alcohol, drugs, and the recreational arson. Bacchus was my very own slice of heaven. But shortly after arriving, we discovered the government instated a planet-wide prohibition. And just like that, our weekend went from being rated R to rated G. Space G.
Gee, this place is boring.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do if you can't drink, smoke, gamble, or light anything on fire? How am I supposed to relax?
So much for the terrestrials gone wild experience they promised in their travel brochure.
I still can't believe Bacchus is going through a prohibition. I didn't know they prohibited anything. The last time I was here, I saw a guy getting married to a baby blanket.
How about we open another bottle of this delicious vodka? I need something to wash the taste of disappointment out of my mouth.
Whoa, Claudia, easy on the sauce there. That's your third bottle today.
Oh, come on, Joe. There's like 1,000 more bottles in the cargo hold.
1,000 bottles?
Well, not literally 1,000, Uncle.
No! We literally had 1,000 bottles of vodka.
Wow. Literally, 1,000?
Yeah, well, now it's figuratively 1,000, thanks to Claudia.
Oh, please. I saw you at breakfast this morning with your own vodka bottle pouring it into your Honey Nut Spacios like it was 2% milk.
But how did we acquire all of this vodka?
Oh, it belongs to our newest clients. Here, try this.
By the reality of McCoy, this is delicious. It's happiness in a bottle.
Right? It's good stuff. And it's hangover-free, too. At least that's what the label says.
Oh, this label is adorable. I love the little cartoon girl wearing a red dress. She looks just like me.
Sisters Ananke and Inez Voidy, owners of Voidy Vodka, need to get off the planet with their newly illegal merchandise. Anna's an old friend. She's calling in a favor.
A friend you've never mentioned before? Who is she, an old flame?
Sorta?
Sorta? You mean you don't know if she's an old flame?
No, I mean sorta, like we went on one date. But she accused me of hitting on the waitress. So she set my Spacey DC concert t-shirt on fire in the bathroom sink! So yes, an old flame is exactly what I would call Ananke.
I heard you mention Ananke. Would you like to let Ananke and her sister Inez onto the ship at this time?
Wait. Ananke's here? Sal, how long has Anna been here?
I don't know. A while.
Why didn't you let her on the ship?
You didn't tell me to.
But why didn't you tell me she was here?
I was going to, but you guys were talking about her. I didn't want to see her after you were talking about her behind her back. It'd be weird.
So you just decided to not let her in on the ship?
Well, now it's weird because she's not taking the hint. I locked the door, she won't leave.
Sally! Sally, let the Voidy sisters on the ship.
All right.
Joe, we can't let these women on the ship. They seem dangerous.
Yeah, no, all right, relax. Anna has the classes... classic Bacchus temper, but she's hardly dangerous. Just try and relax, Professor.
A scorned Bakken with a hot temper and a history of surprise pyrotechnics, and you want me to relax? This is completely ludicrous, Joe. It's hazardous. It's insane. It's...
Joe, you're here!
By the champagne of supernovas, those women are attractive.
Good to see you, Inez.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Anna.
She's colder than a comet.
Oh, but that tail could put me in a coma.
Uncle, you're attracted to aliens? I didn't know you were such a Martian man.
Martian man? Ugh! Martians are icky with their red, dry skin.
Racist.
These women are hardly Martians. Look at them with their semi-translucent Roswell gray skin, their oversized yellow eyes on their bulbous cranium, their green hair, their webbed fingers. They are exquisite.
This must be your crew.
You guessed it. These are my friends, Claudia Van Damme and Professor Frontbottom.
Hello.
Salutations.
Ooh. That's a big word, Professor. You must be, like, really smart.
Well, thank you, or should I say...
Professor, you speak traditional Bakkenese?
Oh, only a little. I know how to say simple everyday phrases like, thank you, good morning, and please remove the parakeet from my trousers.
Thanks again for giving us a lift, Joe. Without you, we'd surely be arrested.
Arrested? You're not criminals, are you? I'm not interested in spending time in jail for fraternizing with a couple broads with a Calamity Jane complex.
Relax your aim on the blame game, Annie Oakley. We're only trying to turn a profit. We lined up a buyer to meet us at the Galactic Harbor, sell off the rest of our vodka.
That is whatever's left after tonight. Once we're in open space, Anna and I are going to show you Celestials how to celebrate.
Yeah!
Sensational. It's been ages since we've had a good wing ding.
Trust me, handsome. Give me 2 hours and a bottle of vodka, and you'll be winging your ding in no time.
All right. Ew.
Right. Professor, a word?
Dude, that's my ex-girlfriend. You're not thinking about, you and her together?
Oh, Joe, you're my friend. I would never do that, I promise.
Oh, really? You promise?
Well, I swear on the names of the greatest scientists who've ever lived. Carl Sagan, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and the Hive Mind, Bantok 76.
Oh. All right, great. Thanks, Professor. You're a real friend.
What was all that about? Joe's new girlfriend isn't getting all weird because I'm here, is she? I know how dames can be.
Oh, you mean Claudia? No, no. Joe and Claudia aren't together. I mean, yes. Joe and Claudia are definitely a couple. Such a couple. The most coupley couple that's ever coupled. Now, what were you saying about winging my ding?
Gross. Hey, Sally! Hey, set the autopilot to take us to the Galactic Harbor. I think it's time we say bye-bye to this bunghole.
Right away, boss.
Once we were in open space, we celebrated our smuggling success with a session of heavy drinking. We drank every bottle of vodka, voidy vodka, with the label with the little red dress. And things got pretty messy, but I didn't realize how messy until the next morning. What was that? Oh, my head. So much for the hangover-free vodka. Stupid vodka. Stupid red dress, cartoon lady. Oh, well, this dress is blue. Well, you're stupid too. Blue dress, cartoon lady. I should shower. God only knows what fluids are stained on this couch. It's like a frat house in here. Oh, well, that's odd. I don't remember falling asleep in the common room. What happened last night?
What the?
Oh, my stars! Anna?
Joe, what are you doing out here?
What are you doing in there, in the professor's bedroom?
Well, you see, there was a...
Did you guys hear that scream? If you're all out here having helium balloons again, I want in! Oh, I didn't know you two were out here together, you know.
No. We weren't together.
Yep, that's right. We weren't together. Where are we, Anna? We weren't together at all.
Sorry, your subtext is lost on me.
Anna, wait, good morning, Joseph. Inez, I was just about to ask Anna if she wanted some breakfast. You guys hungry? I'll make flapjacks.
Oh, wait a second, Professor. What was my ex doing in your bedroom?
Your ex? Oh, please, it was only one date.
Only because you refused to see me again.
Because you hit on our waitress.
Wait! Did the three of you together, you know...
Inez, please stop making that gesture with your fingers. If Claudia sees that, it'll make her dry heave. Wait a second, where is Claudia?
Yes, I'm surprised that glass shattering didn't wake her.
Or that scream. Seriously, is there any more helium in the balloon tank? I want to make my voice all squeaky again.
That'll be really hard.
Sorry, we're out of helium. You could try sniffing mercury.
Mercury? How do you sniff mercury?
Just swing past Venus and stick your nose out the window.
Guys, we need to focus here. We need to find out what happened to Claudia. Hey, Sal, what's Claudia's current location on the ship?
Claudia's current location is the cargo hold.
Well, there you go. She must have fallen asleep in there.
I'll check in there now.
I'll check her bedroom.
And I'll go with
her. Nope. No. I prefer not to see the two of you coming out of a bedroom together again.
Ever. Fair enough, I'll check the kitchen.
She's not in the cargo hold?
She's not in her bedroom either.
She's not in the kitchen, but I did find something, and it doesn't look good.
What is it, Professor?
There was a rocks glass shattered on the kitchen floor. There was bourbon, frosting, and edible glitter all over the linoleum.
Claudia's party bourbon! So whatever happened to Claudia must have happened sometime last night. Claudia was missing. There was a mystery to solve here, and on my own ship. I had to get to the bottom of something other than the bottle of vodka, see? It's tough. A bottle of vodka to solve this case. I knew the clues to Claudia's whereabouts lay hidden in the ship, but I couldn't seem to piece together a story that made sense. Someone on this ship knew what happened to Claudia, but who? Or is it whom?
It's who?
Are you sure?
Pretty sure, since it's about the subject of a sentence and not the object.
But speaking of subjects, let's change ours. What did you do to Claudia?
I didn't do anything to your stupid little girlfriend.
No, let me guess. You found her in the cargo hold, knee-deep in empty bottles, stinking of your vodka, so you cut her off. A dead broad drinks less than a living one.
Claudia didn't like our vodka, remember? She insulted Voidy Vodka to my face right after she insulted my sister!
Oh, your hands are so cold, they're like ice.
Those aren't my hands.
I'm never sitting on that couch again. I wish they wouldn't do whatever that is in the common room.
Yeah, so much for the professor's promise. You don't think Anna and the professor would, together...
Ew, stop. I don't even want to think about my uncle and that rum-running doxy.
We're not rum runners, Claudia. We don't even have rum. We have vodka. We're vodka vaulters.
Inez! I didn't see you there.
Don't worry, Claudia. Once my sister finds out the professor shares your DNA, she'll stay far away. We doxies don't like to mix with your type.
Oh, my type? You mean sober? I've had an entire bottle of your dumb vodka, and I'm not even buzzed. I would say it's in my DNA, but three shots in and my uncle is drunk enough to not care who he puts his hands on.
And apparently his mouth.
Oh, God! Excuse me, I need to go crawl inside a bottle and wait for this night to be over.
After that, I didn't see her again.
Why would Sally say Claudia was in the cargo hold? The only thing in there is your vodka.
Maybe she really did crawl inside a bottle.
If Inez was anything like her sister, she wouldn't hesitate to make Claudia pay for her slander. But Claudia would have kept quiet if Anna and the professor weren't groping like band geeks at space prom. Perhaps Claudia intervened in their romance. But would that be enough to set Anna over the edge? My history with Anna told me that was a burning possibility.
Stupid spacey DC t-shirt you can buy another.
No, that's the thing. I can't buy another. I bought that shirt at a concert during their Farewell Forever tour.
I only did it because you were flirting with our waitress during our date.
I was not flirting with her.
Oh, you called her sugar.
I asked her for sugar for my coffee.
You said she was a fine piece of meat.
I was referring to the steak I ordered.
You wrote your phone number on the back of our bill.
That wasn't my...
You said, hey, hot stuff, what's your secret ingredient? I want to make you my gypsy queen. Call me XOXO Joe Jupiter. Then you had me pay the bill.
Come on! She was French. Her name was Benedictine, like the liquor. I couldn't pass up the chance to... Hang on a second. Let's stay on topic. We're talking about what you did to Claudia.
Claudia? You mean you're not here to apologize to me?
Apologize for what?
For what you said! After Claudia stormed out of the room, I went to grab another drink.
Oh, God! Excuse me, I need to go crawl inside a bottle and wait for this night to be over.
What's her problem?
Maybe she got sick when she saw you and the professor necking like giraffes. Space giraffes.
You're not jealous, are you, Joe?
Hardly. I'm repulsed. Make yourself useful and pour me another drink, too, will ya, toots?
Toots?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll make you another drink. I'm already carrying two glasses. I don't know how to balance a third. Let me figure this out. Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, that's just your middle finger. You're just flipping me off.
On my middle finger. Go ahead, put it up there.
No, that's okay.
Come on.
No, thanks.
Please?
I'm all right.
Joe, I'm holding my middle finger up just for you. Give me your glass.
All right, here.
Aw, looks like I can't balance a glass on my middle finger after all. But I'll hold my middle finger up here so you can have a good look at it. Do you see my erect middle finger, Joe?
All right, don't say erect, please.
Do you see my middle finger?
Yes, I see it.
Good! Get your own drink, jerkwad!
You hooked up with my friend on my ship. The least you could have done was make me a drink.
Why do you even care who I'm seeing? You're dating that damn doll, Claudia von Dane.
I'm not dating Claudia.
That's what Johann told me.
Ugh, don't use his first name. It's weird. Call him Professor.
Professor. You know, I love a man with a title. It's so sexy.
No, that's worse. No. What did Anna see in the professor? She's a wealthy, party-loving business owner, and he's, well, exactly what his name implies. Old, scholarly, and a little lumpy in the front. Maybe she did find the professor attractive. But why did the professor lie to Anna? And more importantly, why did he lie to me? That was a question only Johann could answer.
Please, don't call me Johann. It's unsettling. Call me Professor. It's what my friends call me. Like you, Joe. You're my friend.
That's odd. Anna heard your friends call you Johann. Seems like she's heard quite a few falsehoods in her brief time on board. Like that Claudia and I are a couple.
Oh dear, I suppose she mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. What would Carl Sagan have to say about your lie? You think Neil deGrasse Tyson would be pleased?
The hive mind Bantok 76 would be disappointed 76 times over.
I'm guessing Claudia confronted you about your little lie. So you got rid of Claudia before she told Anna the truth, because you didn't want her to block
your... Oh, poppycock! That's an outrageous accusation! I would never hurt my niece! You know me better than that, Joe.
You really expect me to believe nothing happened with you and Anna? We all saw you two kissing and canoodling on the common room couch.
You have to believe me, nothing happened. I went to bed alone. When I woke up this morning, Anna was in my room. What the?
Good morning, sleepyhead.
What are you doing in my room? How long have you been in here?
A couple hours. I've been watching you sleep.
How did you even get in here?
Your door was unlocked.
Oh, but I never leave my door unlocked. Not since Joe drew those doodles on my face with a space sharpie.
Okay, you got me. The door was totally locked, but I picked the lock. You should have better security if you don't want me in here.
Wait, I can't do this, Anna. Joe is my friend. You're his ex. I swore on the name of science.
But he's with your niece. I think science can forgive you.
No, that's the thing. Joe and Claudia are not
actually... Did you know the women of Bacchus wrote our own version of the Earth's book, the Kama Sutra? It's called the Bacchus Sutra. Only Bacchans are flexible enough to do it on the account of our malleable exoskeletons.
Oh, my.
Do you want to reenact some of my favorite passages?
I mean, yes, they are together. Totally and completely together. A perfect match, like Einstein and Rosen.
Oh, odd way to put it.
Or space and time.
A little better.
Or ice cream and oysters.
Ew. That one's not even space related.
Oh, what am I doing? Anna, you can't be in here. What about Joe?
I want Joe to see us together. You know.
Us? Together? Oh no, you have to leave.
Johann?
By the blindness of science! Don't call me Johann! Please, call me Professor.
All right, Professor. You want me to be your pupil? I must warn you, I'm a teacher's pet.
Farewell! Goodbye!
If you don't know anything, then how do you explain Claudia's disappearance?
Maybe Inez knows. I saw her in the kitchen drinking shots with Claudia right before I went to bed.
That was hours ago, hours after Inez said that she last saw Claudia.
They were drinking that voidy vodka with the label of a cartoon woman in a blue dress.
The dress on the label is red.
Not this one. Inez said it was a special bottle, distilled just for dames, whatever that means.
If Claudia was still missing when we arrived at the planet, she would be gone forever. Maybe she already was. But that didn't explain Claudia's party bourbon found smashed in the kitchen. And nor did that explain why there were two labels of voidy vodka. One with a red dress, and one with a blue. And then it hit me. I knew what happened to Claudia.
Our buyer should be arriving at the Galactic Harbor in a few hours. Mm-hmm. We've already loaded most of the merchandise off the ship.
That's great news, but before you go, let's do another round of drinks, one for the road.
Okay, sure.
Vodka good for everyone. Oh, look, the dress on the bottle is blue. Must be a special edition. All right, there we go. All right. I would like to say a toast to our dearly departed friend, Claudia.
Yes, to Claudia. Gone, but not forgotten.
No.
She's certainly not forgotten, but she's not gone either. Anna, Inez, you ladies haven't touched her vodka.
I have a hangover.
Yeah, me too. Too much drinking, oh boy, crazy yeah. ass.
But you ladies only drank your vodka last night, and the label on the bottle says the vodka is hangover free.
Is this still part of the toast to Claudia, or can I drink my vodka?
Don't drink that, Professor. The vodka is toxic.
Don't be ridiculous, Joe. We all drank the vodka last night.
We've been drinking from two different supplies, though. Last night, the cartoon girl had a red dress. But as you can see, the bottle I just poured from is blue.
What are you getting at, Joe?
Most of these bottles, the red bottles, are the fine vodka the Voidies are famous for. But the blue label bottles, they're dimethanol.
Dimethanol? Is that another name for a bad batch of bathtub booze?
Dimethanol is a theoretical fusel alcohol that can change the dimensional makeup of matter. Here, watch what happens when I pour some of this blue label vodka on this bar stool.
Oh, egads! The bar stool, it's as flat as the funny papers!
And now, when I pour some of the red label vodka on it...
Oh, it's back to its original dimensions! It's like a 3D movie!
Yeah, science, right?
Yeah, if you could change your 3D movie into a 4D, 5D, or even a double D movie!
It's a family
the
show.
The buyer wants to make bombs with the dimethanol! Bombs! How neat is that? We could literally flatten a whole city.
Or turn everyone into Tesseracts!
So you two are weapons dealers?
On the black market, isn't that so much fun? It's like we're in a movie. They should totally make a movie about us!
Oh, it would be such a good movie! Especially once we cut out all the parts with Joe in it.
Why can't I be in your movie?
Because you hit on our waitress during our date!
Her name was Benedictine, like the liquor.
Well, I hope she was worth it, because now you can't be in our imaginary movie!
You won't get away with this, Voidy sisters!
Oh, watch us.
A uranium blaster number 40!
By the red reds of wines, she has a UB-40! That weapon is illegal in 46 galaxies!
Goodbye, Professor. If you ever dump these dirtbags, give me a call.
It's been a pleasure meeting the infamous Joe Jupiter. You're right, Anna. He really is such a handsome man. Stupid, but handsome. Tell me, Joe, can I still be your gypsy queen?
Inez! You're Benedictine?
You really want to know my secret ingredients? Here they are!
Read them and wait, Joe!
Well, those are just your middle fingers. You're flipping me off again, I see. You should never do favors for your exes.
It's a good thing that you knew so much about bootleg weapons, Joe. How do you know so much about dimethanol?
We learned all about alcoholic weaponry in gumshoe school. Or was it maybe during the online space bartending class that Claudia bought me for Jim Binge Day?
Claudia! She's still missing!
Don't worry. She's right here on the bottle, see? You said it yourself. Flattest of funny papers.
Claudia, you're alive, thank goodness. Are you all right?
The Voidy sisters are weapon stealers. They plan on using vodka to make bombs to turn flat people into tesseracts or pterodactyls, sir. I think I'm going to be sick.
Slow and easy, Claudia. Dimensional transitions feel a lot like a wicked hangover. At least I'm assuming that's why my hangover was from this morning.
But if you drank the dimethanol too, how come you didn't disappear like Claudia?
Oh, please.
Alcohol can't hurt me. Especially vodka.
My spirit animal is Grey Goose.
I'm surprised we didn't catch on to the Voidy sisters sooner. In hindsight, it seems obvious that the villains would be the only two new characters on the ship for this adventure.
Relax, Professor. This is our first time solving a mystery in a couple of years. We just needed to shake the rust off. Now we have to get rid of all these empty vodka bottles before the police show up, and we're really in trouble now that Professor... Crud.
I heard you mention the police. Would you like to talk to the police at this time?
The police are here? Why didn't you tell me the police were here?
No. I will not have this conversation again, Joseph. You talk to them.
Shall we? Joe Jupiter, you are under arrest for the possession of bootleg weaponry and for harboring intergalactic terrorists. Come out with your hands up.
Balls. The Voidy sisters were more than just a couple of brewing broads. They're real legal arms dealers selling bombs on the black market. Well, you know what they say about dating. The good ones are always taken, and the rest are usually terrorists. And in this case, they'll always leave you in a chase across the cosmos, trying to shake dirty coppers off your trail. How would I lose the men in blue so eager to cuff us for crimes we didn't commit? Well, it's all in a day's work for Joe Jupiter. Space, Private Eye.